The Gargoyles.
In a place where there are only plains, thatch as far as the eye can see, and trees dusty from the road, a magnificent object suddenly appears, the Abbey of Notre Dame de l'Épine.
This 19th century traveller was none other than Victor Hugo. At the time he would have come here, the gargoyles that you can see on the chevet, in other words, at the rear of the church, would have watched this celebrity visitor passing by, because back then the main road in L'Épine would have been here where we are now. But what is a gargoyle actually for? Jean-Baptiste Renaud enlightens us.
Gargoyles are used to drain off rainwater, but they also have a symbolic function. They chase evil out of the house of God. Here, there is a set of human gargoyles that make up a kind of gallery of vices. The vices are all represented with a cheeky kind of humor, because at the time, laughter was used as a tool to preach against sin. Let's enter the den of iniquity.
Can you see the bearded man subduing a monster? It is probably either Samson or David fighting evil.
And the peasant with the bulging eyes. He's pouring himself a glass of wine. He's a drunkard.
Here, a jester is holding a mascot with the same face as him. A masquerade that condemns madness.
And that woman holding her head, her mouth is wide open, as if she's screaming or vomiting. She probably symbolizes wrath.
That other creature, elegant in its corset, is undressing. That's lust. This is what Victor Hugo wrote about this particular gargoyle.
Lust, a pretty peasant woman with her dress pulled up too high, must have led to many a poor monk's fantasy. And what about pride? Isn't it that man in smart bourgeois dress? Look, he's carrying a scimitar, the weapon used by the Turks.
The next group of gargoyles shows the punishments for different vices. They are either devouring humans or stealing their souls, represented in the form of a child.
Here comes the sow. She has a pretty busy life. First of all, she is exacting vengeance on butchers with her knife and her purse. Then she's suckling her young, and finally she's playing the lyre. There are other animal musicians in the basilica, a monkey with bagpipes, a bear with a drum. Animal musicians come from an ancient fable. They symbolize excess.